Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of Before the Storm, written by Di Morrissey and read by Jennifer Valetic. Inside the great wooden shed with its lingering smell of lanolin from the thousands of sheep shorn over generations, a DJ was controlling the music and light show. The bush bands of the revellers' parents' generation had given way to technology. The bonfire in the yard illuminated the long bar where barrels of beer, an array of good wines, cheap plonk and in-demand spirits were being consumed as fast as the bartenders could pour. Figures settled around the fire on the trays of trucks or in the wool shed to watch the dancers. The party was just beginning. For one night it was a blending of the privileged, the locals, visitors and city friends, where letting your hair down took on a whole new meaning. The dress code was fluid. Formal, fancy dress, or fun. She was 17, and this was her entree into a new world. She'd been invited by a girlfriend from school whose family knew the hosts, and they'd made the trip north in a froth of excitement. The two girls were thrilled to be included and had gone to some trouble with their hair and makeup. Together they giggled at the sight of a burly ringer wearing what might have been his grandmother's emerald tulle ballerina ball gown over jeans, cowboy boots and a T-shirt. Many of the girls had dressed in expensive formal wear, the boys in good jackets, shiny boots and ties, which would gradually be abandoned through the evening. A pick-me-up breakfast would be provided in the morning for those conscious and well enough to eat. The shearer's accommodation had been flung open, though many guests came prepared with swags and blankets in the back of their vehicles. It was late. They'd been dancing and then eating and sitting around the fire in various groups as shrieks and laughter came from the darkness and inside the woolshed. She was a little taken aback when a well-known heartthrob, tall and good-looking, started paying attention to her. This was someone you could take home to impress your parents. She found his interest and flirting flattering. When he handed her a glass, clinking his own against it and waiting for her to drink, she took a cautious sip, swallowing hard at the stinging taste of what he said was a rum cocktail. He made her laugh. She felt clever and funny and attractive. His arm was around her shoulders and her glass never seemed to be empty. He took her hand and they danced in the shadows outside the woolshed. As they moved together, he pulled her tight against him and kissed her. Her first real grown-up kiss. But in minutes. Was it only minutes? Everything was spinning and her knees felt as if they'd buckle. He led her to the dim light of the empty men's quarters. The quiet would be good for her, he said. Her head was foggy and she couldn't see properly. Was she going to vomit? Oh, no, that would be too embarrassing. She saw a narrow bed and gratefully fell on it.